it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. But first, I want to remind you that my Cultivate Collectors class is coming up. This is the class, the big class about self-promotion, but it's not really about an uncomfortable form of selling. It's about building relationships and nurturing the relationships that you already have. So check it out. It's at artbizcoach.com/cultivate.html. Today I want to talk about titles, about titling your art. And I want to ask you something. I want to ask you if you've become lazy when it comes to naming your art. Like, are you stuck on the word untitled or some lame numbering system for a series like Green Mountain Number 1, Green Mountain Number 2, etc.? Well, it's time for better titles, and here are 5 reasons why. 1. Titles help you distinguish among your numerous works. Titled works are easier to find and to file in organizing systems. They're also easier for you to talk about and refer people to. The more unique each title is, the better. If you have a series of numbers, you might forget how Green Mountain Number 1 is different from Green Mountain Number 5. Likewise, my second reason to title your work is that titles make it easier for reviewers and critics to write about your art. This is similar to number 1, but it's difficult to write about untitled art because readers have to be clear about which work is being discussed. Let's say you got a whole bunch of untitled works in one room. When faced with untitled art, the writer's got to spend hunks of text describing which untitled work she's referring to. The third reason to title your art is that intriguing titles are cause for contemplation. Untitled or loosely titled works are going to allow the viewer more freedom to interpret, but most people need and want guidance. An interesting title might be enough for a viewer to stop, think, and look back at the art. 4. Titles look great in books. Imagine this. Imagine all of your titled artwork in the index of a book about your art. Pretty cool, huh? And the final reason to title your art is that search engines find titles. Try this. Try Googling the phrase dumb campers. You'll find that the second item that comes up after video results is my about page. Now, do I have anything on artbizcoach.com about people who aren't so savvy in the wilderness? No. But I do own a painting with the title Dumb Campers, which also appears in my online bio. Google found it. There's a caveat to this, though. You have to make sure that the title appears with the art in order for this to work with the search engines. I know this probably seems obvious to you, but I see non-credited art on artist sites and blogs all of the time. Final word, there are no guidelines for titling your art. You can select any title you choose. Just remember that your work will have to live with the title for the rest of its life. Are your titles working for you? Do they help people relate to your art? Do they at least cause viewers to stop and think, I wonder what that means? Titles don't have to say everything, but they should say something, so have fun with them. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might enjoy reading this as much as listening to it, go on over to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, which is an email version of this podcast.